the Muslims, they say that Muhammad actually came and he brought us the real explanation of the written Torah. Again, you can't understand really what the written Torah is talking about. So he was the prophet, as if he was Moshe Rabbeinu, something like that, that he explained to us what's the real intention of God, what does God really want, and most of the things that are written in the written Torah that we have, that they also believe on, but Muhammad came and gave us the real explanation and told us which things do not apply anymore. Don't exist anymore. This doesn't have to be confused, because I'm saying this because many, many people get confused on this idea. It's a simple idea, but confusing. We have 613 mitzvahs. Okay. And if you want to know which ones they are, you have the Rambam. The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, the book of mitzvahs, explains which each mitzvah. And then you have the Sefer HaChinuch, the book of education. Very interesting, explaining each mitzvah. Okay, very good. 613, the Talmud in the end of Makkos said this. We get it. We got it. But the truth is that many, many, many of them, actually most of them, we cannot keep them today. We can't keep them today. Why? Because we don't have a temple, and there are many, many mitzvahs related to the temple in Jerusalem. We don't have a king. Even the Koyanim, the priests, the Koyanim we have, are not really 100% for sure Koyanim. They don't have proofs that their forefathers, whatever, were serving at the temple in the altar and so on. They don't have it. They say that my father told me I'm a Koyan, and my father told me I'm a Koyan, and so on. But there's no real proof for that. So there are many, many mitzvahs we cannot keep. I just mentioned before that if a person says that mitzvah doesn't work anymore, that's a koifer, that's a negator of the Torah. But I just said there are so many mitzvahs you can't keep. So what's the difference between a koifer, a person that negates the Torah, or a person that says, oh, there are many mitzvahs we can't keep? It's a very thin and fundamental mitzvah difference. And the difference is like this. The Muslims, they say, this mitzvah is not that we cannot keep it. It doesn't apply anymore. It doesn't exist at all. That means it was completely nullified. Even if there was a time when we actually kept this mitzvah, this commandment, very nice. But today, Muhammad came and he changed everything. We don't have to keep this anymore. That's what they say. What we say is quite different, subtle, the difference. We don't have the conditions in order to keep this mitzvah. If we had the conditions to keep the mitzvah, of course we would do it. If we had a temple, we would be doing animal sacrifices. Oh, today doesn't sound so nice in the Western world. I don't care what sounds nice, what it doesn't sound nice. The Torah says, so we do it. Aye, but we don't have the conditions, so we don't do it. That means, in a practical sense, we don't do it. We can't do it in a practical sense. We don't have the temple, so I can't bring the offerings. We don't know where the altar was, whatever. But the mitzvah exists. And this is actually the will of God. And if the temple doesn't exist, it doesn't exist because God wants the temple not to exist. So I can't do the mitzvah. Furthermore, by learning the laws of a mitzvah, even if not a practical mitzvah, like for instance, the laws of sacrifices, this animal, that animal, this blemish, that blemish, and so on, by doing that, by learning, it is as if we kept that mitzvah. So the Muslim is going to tell you, what are you doing? Learning what? That's old, ancient, it doesn't apply anymore. Not that you can't do it. It doesn't apply anymore. It doesn't exist at all. Nullified. And we're going to say, wait a second, it does exist. But I can't do it because I don't have the conditions to do it. So I'm going to learn it. And by learning it, it is as if I did this particular mitzvah.